This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. No, I'm just sharing that with you. This is the first time you've ever heard my voice. Welcome to the show. We totally appreciate you. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, or you can jump up on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E. And if, folks, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, I got a question for you. When you think about what we were talking about yesterday, that everything about Hillary Clinton is fraud. She is a fraud. There's no getting away from it. There's no getting around it. When you think about all of her scandals, for example, from Travelgate scandal to the Whitewater scandal to the Filegate scandal, the Lootergate scandal, the drug dealer donor scandal, the Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal, the email scandal, the MENA, Arkansas drug trafficking scandal, dead bodies, a total of 147 back in the 90s, friends. How many more today? Scandal, the Benghazi scandal. Folks, isn't it interesting how she talks about anybody that means to uncover her, that it's a conspiracy theory? Well, we've already exposed that. How many of these theories that have been called theories by the state-controlled propagandists that work for the CIA globally have been found out, in fact, to be conspiracies. And by the way, P.S., posted script, conspiracies are very scriptural, friends. Very scriptural. Jeremiah 11:9, when you get a moment, do your homework. Also do a research on commentary concerning Matthew Henry's prophetic findings concerning what conspiracies are. You need to understand, America, conspiracies always happen within. That way you can control this conspiracy. Just ask John F. Kennedy, who was shot down like a dog for the world to see. I didn't say that because they wanted to show you that they could get anybody that they wanted. Who said that? That was the former director of the FBI. I didn't say that. So, folks, conspiracy and theory, they don't go hand in glove, folks. Theory is added by the propagandist to get your eye off the ball. Now, the reason I'm bringing this all up is because I'm asking you the question, and I want to lay to your common sense and your good judgment, America. How is it that with all of these scandals, how is it that she would even have the audacity to accuse anybody that was exposing her for another one of her crimes, namely Hillary Clinton and the Bush regime and the Obama effeminate sodomite foreign agent regime would denounce it. They would just say it's crazy to say that anything out there exposing who we are and what it is that we've done. In other words, America, the fruit that you see on our corrupt trees, say they, you don't really see it. It's not really there. In other words, Jesus told you to judge men by their fruit, and then once you begin to judge them by their fruit, you begin to call them out for their corruption, for the corrupt fruit on their branches, and then they say, no, that's not really there. And if you see it there, that's a conspiracy theory. Folks, you do need to understand, as it tells us in Isaiah 5:20, that they mean to put light for darkness and darkness for light. And I'm quite frank with you, I'm sick and tired of giving you what they have to say. It's time that the American people begin to allow your enemies to hear what you do. Not just your voice, folks. It's not just let's talk about the problem. No, faith without works is dead. Let's show them our faith by our works and let them know that we're not going to tolerate your crimes any longer. But isn't it interesting that it's these people, the likes of Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, the Bush regime, folks, it's interesting that anything that you say contrary to the crimes that they commit, for some reason, either you die or you're a conspiracy theorist. And here's the state-controlled shills going right along with it. Let me say it this way. The state-controlled useful idiots that you call news anchors that are going right along to get along. Folks, they're all bought and paid for, just so you know. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up right now, it's absolutely amazing to me that Joseph Stalin, again, he's the one that said the people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Now, what Joseph is saying there, friends, is we have control over the votes. We have control over the decision. In other words, the establishment that American people that you're complaining about, folks, they've been in control since John F. Kennedy has been assassinated because the American people gave power over to those that mean to rule the roost. You've been complaining about them since the truth fell in the street concerning the murder and the assassination by your governments concerning John F. Kennedy. And so, again, going back, friends, to the point that Joseph Stalin said, the people who cast the votes decide nothing. Okay? The people who count the votes decide everything. How is it that these people deny the fact when you pull the curtain back concerning Barack Hussein Obama and again the likes of Hillary Clinton who have no, folks, I've shared this with you a million times. Their Twitter accounts are completely fake. Their Facebook followers, a good portion of them, up to 90%, is completely contrived. It's fake. And you know the facts. So when these people denounce the fact that there's voter fraud, how is it that you believe them for that? When in fact, everything around them and everything that they do and all the fruit that they produce is nothing but corruption. How is it that America, you would have the audacity to believe a thing that they have to say? Because what they say and what they produce are two different things. They run in counter to what they do and what they say every step of the way. What I'm going to be doing today, friends, is I'm going to go back to what Joseph Goebbels, the propagandist under Adolf Hitler. Keep in mind, under Adolf Hitler, less than 3% of the people supported Adolf Hitler. They laughed him off. 80 million people did. Well, it wasn't so funny when they let him get in power, because once he got in power, he began to kill off and create wars to the destruction of Germany. Well, guess what? They're doing it again, but America in parallel, so are you. And I'm taking it to Janet Merkel over in Germany right now. Their country's completely being destroyed. Again, keep in mind, she's the person of the year according to Time magazine, which is controlled. And then going back, friends, to Germany, that prime minister over there, Janet Merkel, she slaps her flag and says that her flag belongs to Germany, and you have a Hillary Clinton saying that the person she admires most in the world is Janet Merkel, and you don't think that these people mean to do the same thing to the United States? Folks, we're going to come back to Joseph Goebbels, we're going to come back to how they operate, and we're going to come back to voter fraud, and I'm going to play some audio from Barack Hussein Obama 3 days ago denouncing it all.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. So let's do this. We just found out. Well, you know what? Let me do this. Let me put it in order, line upon line, precept upon precept. This is Barack. This is the foreign agent, which he is, in the People's White House. And I want you to hear, because there was a scripted question. Now, you do realize everything that's brought to these politicians, well, they come across as some, you know, individual constituent that just wants to ask the president a question. Folks, how many times, just last week a week and a half ago, we seen a little girl, she was an actress that was given a scripted question to Hillary Clinton. This is all scripted. We played yesterday some audio of a Matt Lauer from MSM who actually went off script and asked real questions to Hillary Clinton, and we heard her complete meltdown. So you can see that it's all scripted. Well, another question was brought to the criminal in chief that the American people tolerate in America. His name is Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro. And interestingly enough, when he was given this scripted question, I want you to listen as to how he answered it. This was just 3 days ago. Listen carefully.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. You start whining before the game's even over?
Why? Listen to this effeminate sodomite.
If we ever
he's stuck, friends. His teleprompter's stuck. You got it? It's stuck.
You don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Oh, you ain't got it. You ain't got what it takes to be in this job, man. You got to be working for the Bush regime to be able to do something like this, because without him, we could have never done this in a million years.
You would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
Listen to this guy.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Okay, now just for the sake of you understanding, regardless of who he's talking about right now, friends, I mean, when does it get to the point where enough is enough, America? How many times does this administration and the Clintons and the Bushes, folks, how many times do they need to be busted with the smoking gun in hand before, America, you deal with them? You see who's covering for them. We just seen what James Comey did. We just pulled the curtain back on Comey. We know that he's been giving the Clintons a pass. We found out that his brother's actually doing the taxes for the Clintons. We know that George Bush Sr. is behind all of this. I mean, America, when are you going to wake up? And Barack Hussein Obama, too. And then we had September 11th. They create bureaucracies just like Adolf Hitler did in the 30s after he attacked his own Reichstag. But that's the furthest thing in our minds in this country that this government could have actually did 9/11. I mean, just that is so far out there. America, do your homework. There's nothing new under the sun. And just hitting that point again, let me remind you what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You can't be destroyed from without, friends. It's only going to happen when you do it to yourself. And that's exactly what the American people are doing. But how many times, going back to this criminal in the People's White House, how many times does voter fraud need to be exposed for what it is before bearing the fruit, the righteous fruit, up against corrupt liars like the likes of Barack Hussein Obama? Which one's going to win the day, America, because it really comes down to what you do or what you don't do. And let me say this, if it's not you, then who? If not now, America, then when? I have that question I want to lay to your candor. I exposed on this radio program Clinton Eugene Clint Curtis, who told the truth while shaming the devil. We played the audio. Curtis, who's an American attorney, computer program and employee of NASA and ExxonMobil, told the world in an open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the programs to do it in 2000. This reminds me of when the media calls somebody a conspiracy theorist, and then the CIA or the FBI whistleblowers come out of those bureaucracies that committed, that were responsible for committing the crime. They tell on themselves, and then the FBI or CIA gets involved and shuts them up before they can actually vent what really did happen. See, they can't have whistleblowers, friends. That's why Hillary Clinton just last week during one of the WikiLeaks, take it for what it is, Julian Assange, when he exposed the fact that Clinton said during a private meeting that she wanted to basically drone dissenters or whistleblowers. Well, that might explain Tom Clancy. That might explain Michael Hastings. That might explain Andrew Breitbart. Well, you better bet your bottom dollar it does, because ear witnesses concerning Michael Hastings heard two explosions. But for some reason or another, his car's all over the street. He's speeding all by himself. His car blows up. It makes absolutely no sense, the scene of the crime did. And yet when you look at who Michael Hastings was and what he accomplished, and the same thing with Andrew Breitbart, well, you take it for face value. Even when they told you that they were being watched, even when they told friends that they were being watched and something was wrong about what was going on. But America, you took it, you drank the Kool-Aid, and I guess everything seems to be true when the criminal in chief says it. I mean, you're listening to the voice of the deceiver, friends, the great deluder. You're not listening to the truth. I mean, folks, here you have Clinton, Eugene Clint, telling on the people that are responsible, namely himself, for rigging and designing the program to do it back in 2000. But here you have, again, the criminal in chief saying, oh, I've never heard of this before. I share with you over and over and over again that both of these criminals, both Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and Billy Bob, by the way, they have literally no support, just like Adolf Hitler didn't have in the 30s. They laughed at him. He had less than 3% approval rating. And boy, oh boy, did they make the mistake of letting him get in. And I'll tell you what, now they have written in their school books what to avoid. But now they're allowing it to happen all over again, aren't they? And for those that didn't know, just talking about what's going on over in Germany right now, you do know that the German people are now looking to foreign countries to help them get these illegal immigrants out of their country. I was just told today that another one of the European countries is almost totally plundered. And it was said in the same sentence that it's a good thing that we can see what's happening with these Muslims over in Europe before it comes to America. Well, let me tell you something, friends. Another version of fraud is they're already coming in without your approval. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And furthermore, why would they want to bring them here if they can see what's going on over there? Because they mean to plunder your country. And that's exactly what's happening in your country. Hey, folks, Psalm 94. Verse 15, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. They follow righteousness after judgment is established. The Lord said in verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? The Lord's looking for people to take a stand. Going back to Clinton Eugene, the individual who said that it's not only hackable concerning the voting machines to determine an election, but he said that he designed the program to do it in 2000. You don't believe it when he's telling you folks that he was the one guilty of committing the crime? And then you have the state-controlled narrative going backwards saying, well, you know what? Why is he doing this? Does this guy got a criminal record? See, once he begins to expose them for who they really are, then they begin to discredit them too. See, Curtis, his testimony came in 2006 before the U.S. House Judiciary members in Ohio. Curtis was hired by Tom Feeney to build software that would rig an election using electronic voter machines. Now, according to Curtis, he could rig the machines in such a way to determine a 51-49 split in favor of the person that wanted to win. Now go back to what Joseph Stalin said. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Did you hear what he said? The people who count the votes decide everything. He said, reversing it, the people who cast the votes decide nothing. So, folks, this big appeal to get out and vote, it really comes to nothing. Because when you're looking at the polls, which are all fraudulent, saying that Hillary Clinton's beating anybody, folks, she doesn't have the support outside of the state-controlled, bought-and-paid narrative controlled by none other than the CIA. This is out there for you to see. You know, one of the things that during the debates, I have to agree, when Donald Trump said it, and by the way, I've said it 50 times before Donnie actually opened his mouth to say it, good for him, but what is she doing up on the stage in the first place? She's a criminal. What is she doing up on the stage, America? She's a criminal.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Okay, so I'm going to play this one more time, and I'm going to keep tearing down the establishment's altars, friends, because I'm tired of them. Listen to this again. This is Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal in the White House. Listen carefully as to what he said. He was asked a scripted question. You should have heard the girl ask the question. I mean, she had a hard time even getting through the words. And it was scripted. Nothing's handed over to these people, folks. That's not first pre-approved, as you found out yesterday. So if you ever wonder why things are going the direction that they are, because, folks, you have to deal with them. You have to deal with the issues at hand and quit taking them for face value. Listen carefully.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. You start whining before the game's even over. If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job. But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
Wow.
So I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Okay, now why would that question be brought to the President of the United States when it was totally off? I mean, first of all, folks, it was totally off point because it was scripted. They wanted to interject that. And it's probably best that this guy in the White House who's violated, transgressed, that means he's giving you an unlawful finger to your face, the middle finger, friends, over 1,180 times. And folks, they're encouraged to do what they do because America, you let them get away with it. And I've shared with you, America, listen carefully. The only message they're going to listen to is you're not going to tolerate it. And folks, I want to tell you something. It's not good enough that George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are removed or resigned or retired. It's not good enough that they're gone. It's good enough when charges are filed against them and you bring forth judgment concerning their crimes, because you only encourage the next president to do whatever he wants. Because for some reason or another in this country, the American people have been led to believe that when the president gets in, regardless of the left or the right, which doesn't exist, there's only right. When they get into power, they can tear down that Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. You are sadly, sadly mistaken, America. They have no business violating the law whatsoever. They're not a law unto themselves. Are you kidding me? Then if that was the case, why do they put their hand in the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? So help me God. You know, it's also very hypocritical once again. I mean, first of all, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, his wife, before he became the president, talked about how Barack Hussein Obama is foreign born. He's from Kenya. But for anybody in the conservative movement to even suggest that he may be a foreigner, I mean, folks, look at the hypocrisy. On the behalf of the people that heard his wife say that he was Kenyan-born, and then to question who he is and where he came from concerning this birth certificate, then what happens? The state-controlled media goes after them. They polarize them. They demonize them until they shut their mouth. And guess what? Like good little capitulating cowards, guess what they do? They obey their master, don't they? Well, you're not going to get that here. I can tell you that right now. They went and did and obeyed their master. Satan is not my master. And nor is any criminal, these little minions for Satan himself, Saul Alinsky disciples, who accredited his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. So I'm not just making that up and it's not getting religiously weird. I mean, folks, his wife told you he was foreign. Yeah, I mean, remember when he got off his little rant before when he was over in Europe calling for a new world order like George Bush was? Don't you remember? He got off and he said he got off a 57-state tour. America didn't realize that there's 57, you know, states in the Muslim nation. To your own unabashedness, I got to tell you the truth. I mean, folks, furthermore, do you remember that when Hillary and Obama were playing out the little game for the American people, you know, they set the two, the establishment put the two out there that they wanted you to pick from? You know, either John McCain, who nobody likes for the most part, and then, you know, little songbird John McCain, and then you got Barack Hussein Obama over here who's never ran a candy store in his life. Remember how when he came about, you know, Barack Hussein Obama? And again, John McCain. You remember when Hillary Clinton jumped in the race too and he was bashing Hillary every step of the way? WWE, WWF at its very worst. In America, you drank the Kool-Aid. Didn't matter who won. They had their man. They had their woman in position. That's all they looked for. They didn't care which one won. And furthermore, when you go back, don't you remember his wife, Barack Hussein Obama, if you want to call it that? It's interesting to note that Michelle was actually telling the American people that Hillary Clinton can never be the president of the United States because of the infidelity of her husband. This is all online. Go check it out. But folks, let me tell you, it goes a lot deeper than that. A lot deeper than that. Now, let me go back to what we're talking about here. Okay, we just heard Barack Hussein Obama lie to the handful of people that actually listen to what he has to say. Okay, voter rigging and voter rigor. This is yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Robert Creamer was exposed. Folks, again, let me say this. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. Vote rigging guru and former federal prison inmate Robert Creamer visited White House over 340 times. He visited Obama 45 of those 340 times. See, what you need to understand is through totalitarian government, they accuse people of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. Just ask me. I'll tell you how it works. They accuse you of everything that you're innocent of because they want to get you to be the scapegoat for their crimes. But I want to say that again, and I want you to listen carefully. Barack Hussein Obama, who's never heard, this is unprecedented, man. You know, and furthermore, going back to what Donald Trump, regardless of who it was that said it, concerning Hillary Clinton, and when Mr. Wallace asked the question, are you going to submit to the decision? Are you going to go along with the decision if you lose? Why would Donald Trump submit himself or any other candidate submit themselves to a rigged system, America? Did you think that far that day? But yet again, what do we have? We have Hillary Clinton and we have Barack Hussein Obama saying this is unprecedented. Every time this guy loses, it's a conspiracy. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Over the last 50 and 60 and 65 and 70 years in this country, it has been a conspiracy. You're not going to get away from it. Hey, let me ask you something. Are you taking ground in this country, or are things going backwards, and are you losing your freedoms? You answer that question, and then we'll be agreed. You tell me the last time a politician told you the truth. Thank you. You prove my point. But to suggest that voter rigging is not taking place, folks, again, they have admitted it. The guy that created the system admitted it to you in 2006 that it's going on. How do you think Bush won Florida? And furthermore, friends, going back to what's going on right now, how can this guy, expect this many people in this country to be that stupid to believe what he just got done saying? He, in essence, said this. Hey, folks, you know and I know that we're rigging the system. There's no question about it. You know as I know that Hillary Clinton, nor did I have any of the support in 2008 during the second election cycle. You know that. Because you know that during the DNC, they couldn't even get 20,000 people to show up. And they were giving out free tickets, and they still couldn't get 20,000 people. And you also know that in Milwaukee, it was told to the American people that there were 18,000 people that showed up concerning Barack Hussein Obama's second presidential run. See, the problem was is there was only 5,000 seats available. But you believed it. Because if you didn't, then why didn't you respond to it? You remember also that Mr. Stevie Wonder, the musician, the blind dude, great singer, by the way, interestingly enough, he couldn't get 200 people to support Barack Hussein Obama's second run. And Barack, you want to talk about unprecedented? You want to talk about a criminal being manifest? And of course the state-controlled media was going to give a blackout. Did you know that during his second run, his second inaugural address, did you know that they didn't even sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C.? Hey, folks, I can call D.C. right now. It'd probably take me about a week or week and a half to get a good room. And there's nothing going on outside of what takes place in D.C. on a daily basis. See, folks, 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's account, Twitter account, is completely fake. Did you see the unprecedented, bringing the word unprecedented in again? The voter poll fraud that was taking place throughout the United States of America, it was all rigged for the most part, America. The numbers didn't even make sense. He had so much support. Really? The only people that support him are your sworn enemies, America. Are you all Russians and Chinese in America? I don't think so.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Opponents of electoral reform continue to insist that despite all evidence to the contrary, as I shared with you during the first and second segment, hey, folks, what you see is not really there. Talking about opponents of the electoral reform, as they continuously insist that despite all evidence to the contrary, election and voter fraud are a non-existent problem in America. This myopic view is wrong not only because numerous cases show that the problems do exist, but also because the deep implications that unchecked election fraud can have for American politics. As, not that they're the final say, but they are correct on this, and I stand on the side of good government always, and the law first and foremost, because keep in mind, judges and their job is to discover law and apply law, and they are to sit on the behalf of acting out in good behavior. Article 3, Section 1. Outside of that, you remove them, Article 2, Section 4. But going back to election fraud, the Supreme Court stated in Crawford versus Marion County Election Board, not only is the risk of voter fraud real, but it could affect the outcome of a close election. Well, we already heard from Clint Eugene. He already told us that it's set. Do you think those that are behind the scenes don't already know that? They're the ones responsible for setting the election fraud, friends, and the election outcomes. But again, the Supreme Court acknowledged it. Why wouldn't Barack Hussein Obama? Now, why is he giving fists to Clinton? Because they're all the same. There is no difference. It could affect the outcome of a close election. There is not only the risk of voter fraud, real, they said, but it could affect the outcome of a close election. Folks, there's not a close election here. It's not even remotely close. And we seen yesterday that Hillary Clinton is scared to death. She said that we'll all be hung if we lose. What is she worried about, America? What is she worried about? She's worried that somebody else gets in that means what he says, perhaps. He'll actually enforce the law. And by the way, that's one of the good things I am hearing from a brother from another mother named Donald Trump. We need to enforce the laws, friends. It could affect the outcome of a close election. Marred by fraud, the 2000 Indiana Democratic presidential primary offers a frightening example of how such fraud can potentially alter the course of history. Well, let's just go back to what happened just over the last week. Vote rigging guru and former federal prison inmate Robert Creamer visited White House over 340 times. 340 times, including 45 times while visiting with Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka, whatever his name is this week, whatever he wants it to be. If you remember right, friends, earlier we wrote about the new project of Veritas, undercover video by James O'Keefe that uncovered several Democratic operatives openly discussing in explicit detail, you can see it on video, how to commit massive voter fraud. And one of the operatives was a person by the name of Robert Creamer, who was a co-founder of a Democratic consulting firm called Democracy Partners. Hey, by the way, friends, did you hear Hillary at the end of the debates? Did you hear her talk about our democracy? Isn't it interesting how they keep pushing that envelope? We're not a democracy. We operate democratically within our constitutional republic. Don't forget that. We're ruled by laws. Not by opinions or not by the majority of the people or a minority they want to put out there as a majority, because those minorities out there are scared to death, America, that you actually respond lawfully to what's going on here. Going back to the Democracy Partners, Robert Creamer, who was in prison, who visited federal prison for voter fraud, federal prison in 2006 for bank fraud, was exposed on the videos by the Project Veritas, the undercover video by James O'Keefe, exposing these Democratic operatives, discussing in explicit detail how to commit massive voter fraud. Barack doesn't know anything about this? Of course he doesn't. And one of the operatives was a person by the name of Robert Creamer, who was a co-founder of Democratic Consulting from Democracy Partners. Within the video, an undercover journalist details a plan to register Hispanic voters illegally by having them work as contractors, to which Creamer can be heard offering support, saying that there are a couple of organizations that's their big trick, he said. And unfortunately, the embarrassing video caused Creamer subsequently to resign from consulting. See, America, this is what you do. And I say this in all, folks, in all love, in the sense of bringing about correction, instructions, and righteousness and reproof, which is given by the inspiration of God, all doctrine is. And for those that don't like correction, remember that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. To those that want to get back on the right path, this is who I'm talking to. Why is it that you let these people, when they're busted in their felonies towards we the people or their misdemeanors or the smallest fraction of law, why is it that you go ahead and sacrifice your principles and let them just simply resign? You just let them resign. You know what they do after they resign? They give them another post to commit a crime on another day towards you. It's not good enough that they resign. It's not good enough Robert Creamer resigns. Folks, he was in the White House 340 times. 45 times he was visiting with Barack. He's a felon. Bank fraud. He's on film just 3 days ago, folks, talking about voter fraud in explicit details how to commit massive voter fraud. Man, I'll tell you what, they're real busy squashing anybody that stands up and speaks out against them, aren't they? They sure are. But again, going back to what Hillary said, she wanted to go ahead and just drone them. Dissenters, those that don't agree with her. Folks, by the way, I want to tell you this too. You see that just over the last couple days. This is a prophetic ministry, so if you want to know why we're going from branch to branch on the tree, because there's a lot of people that need to hear different things. And I don't know always as to what it is, but the Holy Ghost does. So we go from branch to branch. That's how you feed the flock. You just seen recently the fleet that Russia released. Keep in mind, folks, Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama are 100% fully fledged in alliance with Russia and China. This is all diversion, and it's all to get your eyes off of Hillary Clinton's crimes once again. Mark my words. Mark my words. And when they don't need it anymore, then guess what? It'll go away. Sooner or later, the Lord's going to say, no, it's not going to go away. It's coming now. And there's no stopping it. Just like when Jeremiah was warning the people for 70 years, they didn't want to listen to a thing. He even went to the kings, and he even went to those that thought that they ruled the roost, and he warned them what the Lord was going to do if they didn't repent. And guess what? There was a time where they threw him in prison, gave him the bread of affliction, just like they did Micaiah and any of the other prophets, for the most part, that did the right thing, until patience was worked out in the will of God. And we know what patience is. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And the deceptive ones are exposed, because all of a sudden, when they didn't want to listen to the prophet, guess what happened? All of a sudden, when they started to see it manifest as to the things that were prophesied, then all of a sudden they came back to Jeremiah and said, will you seek the Lord on our behalf? And Jeremiah said, there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can... Hey, folks, all these players, all these minions, all these evil little devil's minions that we're talking about today, they think they rule the roost. They're demigods. They're going to realize on that day, just like it talks about in the book of Psalms, Lord, cause us all to know that we're but mere men. We're all going to figure out we were played by the great deceiver. Choose this day whom you're going to serve, America. But folks, for this administration To boldface lie and call all the people across the country with the evidence of voter fraud all across the country, and to say that he's never heard of it while he's entertaining it in the White House. But then again, you've let him, America, entertain your sworn enemies within the White House. You let him upend everything that you are. If you would simply pull the curtain back on him and mean what you say, America, I'll tell you what, everything he did from day one would all be done away with. Because nobody that loves God and loves their country the way that they claim to do could ever in a million years do the things that they have done. Voter fraud is very prevalent. They're at work today. You already have seen the state-controlled media go along with everything the Clintons are doing, which should tell you that that's the only support that they have. And yet, only 20% of you out there, 21% of you, approve of the state-controlled narrative. So I guess we're going to see on November 8th as to what this is all about. Either you're the real deal or you're not, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.